Welcome, friends, to the Generations Broadcast. Kevin Swanson, your host, with you today, and we're getting back to jurisdictions and the importance of liberty, family freedoms, parental rights. These things matter. This is the battle for freedom, as I see it, in the 21st century. During the 16th and 17th centuries, there were some battles for freedom for the church to be able to operate outside of the control of the government in England and elsewhere. And today, the battle for freedom takes place on the battlefield of parental rights. I mean, this is it, my friends. And we have fought this battle for parental freedoms in the area of medical choices for their children as well as educational choices. In this state, since I was executive director of Christian Home Educators of Colorado back in 1999, and the amazing thing is over 24 years, we have won every single battle, mostly for homeschoolers. That is, homeschoolers had got the exemptions on vaccines and other things over and over again, but the same thing simply cannot be said for those who check their kids into private and public schools. I mean, that's just what's happened. We have got the exemptions on the compulsory attendance law battles as well as the vaccine battles. And it's always the homeschoolers that show up who seem to want freedom, seem to want parental rights, seem to fight tooth and nail for exemptions. And we've got that, even though we're in one of the bluest states in America. And that, to me, is extraordinary. There has to be the hand of God on us to help us as we as parents embrace our responsibility as parents to raise our children in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord, not to turn them over to the state versus just letting them go and abandoning our responsibilities and therefore giving up on any interest in rights and liberties and freedoms. Remember, in one particular battle, we were arguing over the compulsory attendance law at an educational committee meeting down in Denver, and a judge from Pueblo stood up and said, all of Colorado's children belong to us. And he was looking straight into the eyes of homeschooling parents in the room. And, I don't think so. No. Our children don't belong to the state. No. Children don't belong to the state. Our children belong to God. And we are stewards. And we have received the responsibility, the obligation from Almighty God to raise our children in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord Jesus Christ. And by the way, parents, whether they're believers or unbelievers, still have a responsibility to make the choices relating to their children's education, health care, etc. And they are not to be turned over to the state. That's the principle that God has laid out in his word. He's given jurisdiction to the state to punish evildoers and to defend the borders, and we get that. But we as Christians need to stand and say, the state has no responsibility in this area. All right, well, that's the intro. Now we're going to go back to Heritage Defense. Bradley Pierce, attorney for HeritageDefense.org, is with me on this edition. Bradley, welcome back to Generations. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Let's talk about vaccines. You got a great article posted January 12th of this year on vaccines for homeschoolers. Of course, vaccines itself have become something of a controversial subject. Not everybody wants vaccines. And there's a little bit of a sense of, maybe if the state steps in and says you've got to vaccinate or you've got to take this shot for COVID-19 and here's another booster and here's another one and here's one more. Increasingly, people are saying, I'm not sure I want to sign up for that. I mean, so this isn't just a homeschool family issue. This is a personal freedom issue, isn't it?
It absolutely is. It's kind of one of those things like, if these are so great, then why do we have to, force everybody, by the government who has guns in order to make them do them? It seems like if they were so great, then it'd be pretty easy to convince people to do them. Ultimately, at Heritage Defense, we're here to defend people's parental rights. Parental rights come from God. They are tied to parental duties. We have duties before God, and therefore we must have the right to fulfill those duties. Mm-hmm. And one of our duties is to care for our children, to both nourish them, you know, with food, but also to care for them medically. And absolutely, that is the jurisdiction of the parents and doesn't belong to the government.
Let me ask you, have you entered into this issue much yourself in terms of the Heritage Defense Organization? Are you willing to defend parental rights on these matters?
Yeah, absolutely. That's why we started Heritage Defense in 2010, to defend families, parental rights. And this is one that keeps coming up over and over, whether it be on vaccines or other medical decisions where, you know, the state, you know, often aided by, often well-meaning, but sometimes, you know, overzealous, medical community that tries to intrude in parents' decision-making on this issue. And so that's why, for that reason and lots of others, we started Heritage Defense now 13 years ago in order to have, you know, have a way for, to defend parents. You know, I'm an attorney here. We have attorneys here. We work with attorneys all across the country, and this is what we do day in and day out.
Are schools requiring COVID-19 shots? I'm just not up to date on this.
There are some, yeah, there are some schools around the country that are requiring it, like in D.C., some in California, some of some other states that are requiring it. It's not universal. It's not even the majority, but it's looking like it may be heading that direction. The CDC just a few months ago added a COVID-19 shot to their list of recommended vaccines, even for children as young as 6 months. And a lot of states, it's ultimately up to the state, you know, whether they want to implement those recommendations. You know, there are many states that, you know, that almost automatically do implement CDC recommendations. There are some states that are kind of quiet. And then there's a few states that have actually passed bills that have said, we are absolutely never, you know, requiring a COVID-19 vaccine. So the states are kind of all over the place on the actual COVID-19 vaccine.
Okay. Now, biblically speaking, we actually, it was interesting. We just had a sermon on this in our Sunday evening service 3 days ago. And the question was, what did Jesus mean when he said, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's and render to God the things that are God's? And he asked to see, you know, the coin that they were using. Caesar issued the coin. They had submitted themselves to that particular monetary system. And so evidently Jesus was tying, you know, Caesar's right to receive taxes to their submission to Caesar's economy. And now, okay, let me ask you this. If I've got a school and kids are coming to my school and I require them to have vaccines, now they have an option not to come to school, to my school.
Right.
If the state, you know, if you submitting your children to the state to attend his schools, Caesar's schools, and to receive Caesar's doctrines and all the rest, seems to me maybe Caesar still has some right to require vaccines in those schools. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Now we would love them love there to be, you know, as much liberty as possible, and yet, you know, there seems to be a point at which if you have submitted your children to Caesar. It can decide on what they're going to do with your child's sex education. Caesar will decide what to do with your children's diet, vaccines, et cetera, et cetera. So there's a point at which, you know, parents do submit themselves to the requirements, don't they?
Yeah, they do. You know, it's a little different than just going to any other business, since there is compulsory school attendance.
Good point.
You know, Caesar does actually force your children to attend school. Now, again, in every state in the U.S., there's, you know, you can fulfill that compulsory attendance law through home education, so you can opt out of that. And so you are, yeah, by taking your children to the government school, there is a certain element, there are certain rights that you waive by doing that, that are different there in the public school than they are elsewhere. And it's one of the reasons why Heritage Defense, although, you know, we support all parental rights of parents, whether they're educating their children at home or not, our membership is limited to families who are home educating And one of the big issues is because children who are in a public school, the social workers can go there, take children out of class. In most states, take children out of class, interview them, and they don't even have to let the parents know about it until after it's already done. And that makes it, obviously very difficult to protect children from these kind of traumatic interviews and stressful situations whenever there's really no way to protect them. And that's a right that you have in your home to be free from unreasonable searches and seizures without a warrant, without a court order, that does not extend, when your child's sitting in that classroom. And so, on this issue, there's certainly an issue there as well.
All right. Well, back to vaccines, immunizations. Most schools, is it true to say that most schools do require immunizations or vaccines, private, public?
Yes. I mean, in every state, there are laws that require children attending schools to be vaccinated. Now, there's some exemptions to that, but that's the general rule, yes.
Okay. And the exemptions differ depending on the state.
That's right. Every state has some kind of medical exemption that if a doctor says it's not good for a child to do a vaccine, it's contraindicated and it could cause issues for them, then that's an exemption in every state. Some states, those are easier to get than others. Some states, those are virtually impossible to get. They'll only give it to you after your child, has a severe reaction. But then in addition to that, there's also religious exemptions in most states. And then there's, philosophical exemptions, which kind of go are sometimes tied to and sometimes separate from religious exemptions.
Is it true to say that homeschoolers tend to get more exemptions than those who attend public and private schools?
Yeah, definitely. Well, it's really a two-part question, because even before you talk about the actual vaccine mandates for school children, the first question is, does the vaccine mandate law in your state even apply to homeschoolers in the first place? And there's a lot of states where it doesn't. It either explicitly does not apply to homeschoolers, because homeschoolers, like you talked about in your introduction, have battled and been involved and been able to get some carve-outs from these vaccine mandates, so that way they don't even need to claim an exemption because the law doesn't even apply to homeschoolers in the first place. And then there's other states where it, probably applies to homeschoolers, and then some states where it definitely applies to homeschoolers. So that's kind of the first question is, does it apply to me in my state? And then if it does, okay, what are the exemptions? What exemption look like? How do you claim that? Do I just claim that and then just, I don't have to tell anybody, or do I have to, submit a form to the government, or what does that look like? And that kind of looks different across the country.
What are the more draconian states when it comes to this issue? Can you give examples?
Well, I mean, just on the mandate itself, I mean, they're kind of what you would expect. California, New York, Maine, they don't have any kind of religious exemption even at all. But then at the same time, you have California, which actually has an explicit carve out for homeschoolers. So even though, you cannot claim a religious exemption in California, if you're a homeschooler, you don't even need to, it doesn't even apply to you anyways, because there's an explicit provision that says this mandate doesn't apply to homeschoolers.
And you would encourage parents to look into this.
Absolutely. I mean, this is something that, I think every parent should be looking into whether vaccines are the right thing for your children, or whether certain vaccines, or whether a delayed schedule, or all that. We don't just need to take things at face value just because, society, culture, the government says we should do something. That doesn't mean that that's the right thing to do, right? We need to examine it, exercise our own stewardship, take responsibility for our own actions and our own children. The parents should, do the research for themselves. And then once they, made their decision on that front, then they need to say, okay, well, what are the laws of my state and how does that apply to me? And does it apply to me? And if it does, okay, well then what's the process to claim any kind of exemption from
that? What do you say to parents that just sort of ignore the whole thing? They don't vaccinate. They just homeschool. And I know there are parents like that who pretty much ignore the homeschooling laws in the states as well. What do you say to those folks?
You know, it's, I mean, that's their judgment call
yeah.
to make. And, you know, obviously there's legal risks that come along with that, you know, the parents have to weigh. And, you know, my job as an attorney is to tell people, here's what the law is. And, you know, people have to make their own decisions about, you know, how they're going to abide by that or what's best for their family on that front.
So to research this, I think you've got a state-by-state breakdown on vaccines. Is that right? At heritagedefense.org?
We do. Yeah, it's available for we have an article that's available for everybody to go read there at heritagedefense.org. And then for our members, which we have members in every state, and we have, you know, 50-state research on this, our members can log in at my.heritagedefense.org and get access to that. And we're hoping to make that public at some point, but right now it is you know, just members only right now.
And this is somewhat of a complex thing. I mean, even I think in the state of Colorado, there's so many ins and outs. I'm actually rather confused.
it really is. That's why we've really tried to simplify it for people, because there's kind of a, you know, okay, is there a mandate in my state? Yes, there is in every state. Okay, well, that's simple. You know, does it apply to homeschoolers? Okay, that can be fuzzy. And then, okay, if it does apply, then how do I claim that? And, oh, some states you've got to go, you know, talk to a doctor and have them say that, you know, they gave you some kind of vaccine education. Or some states you have to go, like in your state, for non-homeschoolers, you have to go, if you can't get a doctor, then you can go do this online class thing and get a certificate from that. Again, it's can definitely be hard to follow and hard to understand. So that's why we've tried to make it a lot easier for people by putting all the requirements in one place. And we even have people call us occasionally that say, "Hey, I'm moving. You know, I'm looking for somewhere else to move. What are the laws in this state or that state?" And we're able to just point them, "Hey, just go check out our website, the members only area, and you can find out, you know, what those laws are." And people even factor that into their, you know, where they're going to live. And I think that's, you know, a wise thing to consider.
Speaking with Bradley Pierce, heritagedefense.org. Bradley, just quickly, what does Heritage Defense do? What sort of cases have you fought and won over the last 15 years of your existence?
Yeah, well, what we do is we're a team of attorneys that we're here to give families someone to call. If your parental rights come under attack, you have a social worker knocking at your door, you can just say, "Hey, excuse me one moment while I get my attorney on the phone." Get a hold of us 24/7. We help you there. You know, you get connected with an attorney. We help you there at the door. And then however far your case needs to go, we're there for you. That's all included with membership. You know, you don't have to worry about how much is this going to cost me. Am I racking up some big legal fees? You know, that's all included with your membership. And you can also call and schedule a call with one of our attorneys. That's also part of your membership. And you get access to all of our database of laws across the country, not just on medical decisions, but on lots of laws that parents need to know. And we're adding more to that all the time. But even if, you know, it's 37% of children, data is showing, in the U.S. will be part of a CPS investigation by the time they turn 18. Over 4% a year of children in the U.S. are part of a CPS investigation. So this is a big issue. And a lot of people, you know, are going to face this at some point. And so just knowing that you have somebody to call who's got your back, you know, Christians and experience with this, that gives families a lot of peace of mind. And you know that, you know, your membership is also going to defend other families around the country. So that's what we do.
I'm reading from the front page of your website. Hospital says, "Bring your daughter back or we call CPS. Olivia, 9 years old, caught a stomach bug, then stopped eating and walking. The hospital called psychotherapy for 35 hours a week and said her parents could not be involved in that. The parents said no, so the hospital threatened to call CPS." And that's the kind of case that y'all have been working on. And friends, that's the kind of thing that can happen to anybody. I remember once on time sitting at a table at a corporation where I worked, an engineering firm, and I think there were three or four dads gathered around the table. And these weren't necessarily Christians or homeschoolers. They were just simply dads, and they all had some kind of experience with CPS. You know, I just, it was surprising to me that, you know, this thing was so common. And yeah, you need to be on your game, especially when it comes to your children, the risks that we take. We want to be sure that we handle these things with wisdom, especially in the present day. Well, we're out of time. My guest today, Bradley Pierce on Generations, heritagedefense.org for more info, heritagedefense.org. Bradley, thanks for joining us on Generations.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
This is Kevin Swanson inviting you back again next time as we continue to lay down a vision for the next generation.